Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Jewels and the Blood Injury Time Podcast. We're back, episode 3.
We are. Quick apology for last week, because someone messed up, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, you recorded it on the wrong count last week.
Yeah, which is why a lot of people couldn't find it.
Yeah, but it is rectified. We are back on a normal account this week, and hopefully that's the way it'll be for future weeks. Matt put a tweet out in the week asking for feedback for us, didn't he? And us.
Yeah.
If people want it to be a regular thing, weekly, fortnightly, and people seem to be interested in it for some reason. So the plan going forward is to do it weekly.
Yeah, and we've got no prep at all this week, have we?
No, so it's a very unorganised one this week. There's been no Jules news, really, has there? Nothing really Jules related.
I really don't think there's anything Jules to talk about.
I think there's one Jules question I've got for you later, but we're...
Yeah, I think I may have seen that one. There are some funny questions.
Yeah, fair play to all you lot for submitting questions. That's going to keep this pod running probably a bit longer than what it should do this week.
And plus, the more you do, the less we have to do. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, we have got stuff organised for future ones, haven't we?
Yeah, it's just at the moment, there is a real lack of football news for us. Well, Steve Evans took charge yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, officially yesterday.
So you think, as of now, we'll start getting some deals done and...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not an awful lot to talk about this week. A few friends of ours listen to the podcast, don't they? And they skip the Jules bit. So
yeah, so they're going to prefer this one.
Yeah, there might be 2 minutes that you have to skip, but that's about it. But yeah, headquarters is all right still, isn't it?
Yeah, what have we done this week? We've finally framed the shirt. Well, we haven't.
No.
My mum managed to frame the shirt for us.
Yeah, Simeon Jackson playoff.
Yeah, the Wembley, I don't know what you call it, it's just a display.
Montage?
It? Montage, yeah. Montage. So that's up.
Yeah, that's up. And still no guest.
No, still no guest, not just yet.
No, we're still in
negotiations. We weren't around when he was around, were we? I think he was on TalkSport or something.
Yeah, still in negotiations with TalkSport.
Yeah.
They're keeping him chained away for any breaking deals.
We're just trying to get him out of his contract there, but it's proving difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently the pay is an issue as well.
Yeah, because we don't pay.
Yeah. Appearance fees and
stuff
like that.
Lucky if you get a drink around here, so.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we'll have a few guests on soon. There's a few,
there's quite a few
in the pipeline.
So
we just need to start planning stuff and working out when we're going to be
through. Like the first week, your planning was on point. The second week, it weren't bad. This week, we've done no prep at all.
The first week was on point. The second week weren't bad. The fucking quiz that I organised last
week.
Exactly.
I was saying it wasn't bad. I mean, it was shite.
The research that I've done this week, like the first 2 weeks, I've wrote stuff down to talk about.
You have.
There's nothing.
No.
We've got
just
nothing
got some
this
Twitter
week.
And some Facebook stuff.
Yeah. Anything you want to say before we crack on to questions and that?
No, let's go with it. Let's roll.
Do you want to start with, actually, whilst we're on the subject of social media, are we going to do a Twitter account?
We are in two minds about it, aren't we? Because, obviously, it'll just be an account that just lets people know when we're recording and basically... asking you for your input, whether it be questions, suggestions to talk about, anything like that. So let us know what you think, because it wouldn't be as interactive as Matt's account.
But there's a feature that I've got planned, haven't I, that you know about, that I think would work, that needs Twitter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is, I think, shall we say now? Or shall we wait until...
I think you should wait.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case we decide we can't be bothered with it.
What do you mean can't be bothered? You mean you can't be bothered? I have to do all the work. I think it'd be quite quite funny.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And I think for people submitting questions and that as well, at the moment they're all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah.
On different statuses and stuff like that, and I'm scrolling through stuff trying to find it at the moment. So it might be easier, but it comes down to one, whether we've got the technical capability, and two, whether we can be bothered. Right, so just touching upon last week, we spoke about the... What did we speak about last week? The fan... Was it funny fan stories, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The penguin and...
The blue man. So
the blue man, which...
When we posted the podcast on the Facebook forum, Simon Chaplin commented, I believe the blue man at Notts County was Big Nev. He did the same for the playoff final.
Still no idea, but fair play if you know about it.
And I think Rachel Bradley also seems to think that he painted himself in car paint or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And struggled to get the blue out, And he had a job interview a couple of days later.
What, I'm turning up like a smurf?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he managed to get it out or not. I can't find the message at the moment, but it's something along them lines. So, yeah. We had a question from Greg Lewis when we posted it last week. He said, question for next week. If Boz could only choose one of the following, which would he choose? Eves, Dak and Egan all signed 5-year deals, or Shreddies, only one for the next 5 years?
Listen, Shreddies are life, you know. Shreddies aren't just for 5 years. As much as I'd like to see those guys back, Shreddies just has to win, I'm afraid.
The thing is, Shreddies keep hunger locked up for lunch, but
they
don't with
they
you.
Aren't they sold by grannies or something, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Aren't they maybe sold by grannies? Well, I don't know, something I don't know like about that.
There's a few comments as well. Andrew White.
He came up with some good suggestions, didn't he?
Yeah, he can be our director of pods. He came up with so many good ideas that we're going to take on future pods. So cheers for that, Andrew. He also said, Matt must feel like a third wheel now you two are a couple. Any
I think he's going to that for a little while, to be fair.
Matt who?
Mr. Talksport.
Oh. Right, let's see what we've got next. Not very well prepared, are we, this week?
Not at all.
Right. Our good friend, Collie. Good friend, Collie.
Miss Pevers, yeah.
Yeah. She said that we need a quiz each episode. Ideally, you being quizzed. How do you feel about that?
Well, I know she'd like it, as long as it wasn't Jules related.
What can we do it on?
Maybe we can get her to suggest things.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a few questions that people want answered, so...
Yeah, but Carly's asking for, like, a proper quiz, then, you know...
It takes a lot of research, doesn't it?
It does.
Luke Naylor's also had a comment, saying, Brucey's Mr. Talksport.
Yeah, we have officially christened him, I think, haven't we, Mr. Talksport?
Yeah. Gary Brad wants more of us.
Gary Brad knows where we are, that's what I'll say.
I saw Gary Brad last night.
You did.
And I said, oh, have you listened to the pods? He was like, no.
Oh, brilliant.
Hasn't even listened. And still wants to hear more of us.
Well, maybe you should start listening to the pod then.
Well, exactly. Why not waste your time listening to it? Right, a few more questions. So, first one, we put a post up a few hours ago on the Facebook group and on Twitter. And Dean asked for views on possible signings. So I'm going to let you crack on. Your football manager knowledge and the whatnot.
We don't really know what Evans is after. I mean, he spoke about he wants to play two up top, doesn't he, with Whip. So obviously you think we'd be looking at wingers. At least one more striker. I'd say probably two, at least two.
Goalkeeper?
That Christy Pym, who I've said about for a couple of seasons now, Exeter, he's gone to Peterborough this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm still going for Luke
Aisa as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Another one who I would have thought. There was no way we can compete with them financially.
No.
It's difficult. Maybe we'll find out. You and Matt are going to this fans for a meeting this week, aren't you?
Yeah, Tuesday evening, me and Matt are taking a trip over and I presume we'd be doing a vlog on it as well. So
yeah, I think that's how it works. It's difficult because at the moment we still don't know some of the players that have been offered deals. I think confirm whether they've taken them or not.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You'd assume the majority of the youngsters will take it because it'll only be a year, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, Tuesday night might find out a few more answers when, you know.
It wouldn't surprise me actually if they announce a signing or two just before.
Do you reckon?
During the day, yeah, to maybe make the fans positive going into it, possibly.
Good shout.
I don't know really, name wise, the only one that I think could be realistic, and I keep saying, is Luke McGee from Pompey.
Yeah.
But he'll probably end up signing for Peterborough like everyone else is. No, I don't know. And to be honest, I haven't kept track of the release players this year. Matt's normally really good at it. I know Matt done our potential targets, didn't he?
Yeah.
The Ebbsfleet players who we were linked with and Matt suggested, I think their option to go on a free expired this week, didn't it?
I
think I read on Kent Online the manager had given them 4 weeks if they wanted to go they could go on a free, and a few of them have. There's still three or four there that haven't, so I think as of now their contracts are back to standing, so we have to pay a fee for Marks of Ashmore and Whiteley.
Yeah, Ashmore was a weird one. You mentioned him last week as well, didn't you? But I'm not sure if he's the answer.
I don't know if I'd have him as a number one.
The only kind of Jules thing that I did want to talk about, which you've touched upon, was the open mic night. And the only thing that I was thinking to ask you is, you're not going because of work, but if you was going and you get the chance to question the manager, what would you question him on?
What happened at Boston? So you want answers? See, no, I don't know, because he's still new to the job, so...
Yeah, well...
It's not like we know...
Genuinely, the only thing that I want to ask him, which I won't be able to, is how much he weighs. Because I've still not...
You need a definitive answer.
Yeah, because I've still not found out the answer, and I want to know. I want answers.
Well, you might get some sort of an idea whether he sat on two chairs or not. I mean, I didn't realise until the photo of him and Paul Rayner. Paul Rayner's a big guy, too.
He is. Quite tall, isn't he?
Yeah. Like, you want to mess him, he's a big lump.
You don't want to bump into them in a dark alley, do you?
No, you just keep bouncing between the two.
Like Sonic.
Yeah, speaking of Sonic.
Yeah, I'm not very
just come down from the shower and someone was playing a bit of Sonic, yeah. And he just ended it on a lot of Sonic rage.
Yeah, I'm a bit subdued at the moment. I've got a lot of Sonic anger going on in my life. I'm 30, by the way, everyone.
You just called him a little blue prick, I think, didn't you?
No, I think that was you.
I think you may have said another word, but yeah. I was trying to keep it kind of PG.
PG?
Kind of PG.
Right, okay. Moving on. Luke Naylor said, we need a section called Boz's Domestic Hour to find out what you've done around HQ each week. So what do you feel? How do you feel about that? What have you done?
This week, I don't think I've done a lot this week.
Neither of us have really done a lot.
We haven't really seen much of each other this week because of work.
Yeah, we see each other for literally about 2 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then just sort of.
And then we see each other. Yeah, Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday for a little bit.
It's like being married.
Honestly, like, I felt quite lonely at times. Like, when you come down and, like, you know, when, like, a dog's in a room and it hears, like.
And it, yeah, so I do know, because yeah. I've seen your reactions when you're, like, on all fours, like, panting, jumping up at me, yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, as I say, we haven't seen much of each other this week, but. I think it's first season, you did entertain me for quite a while. He's coming from work, booth dinner, I've done a little dance, started singing songs, poured some salt on his own chest at the end of the song, and then finished it off by laying on the floor, sliding on his back, going, I'm a slug! And then decided, cool, I better have a shower. Yeah, all on sticky shower. And dirty.
Very dirty. Cleared the floor, though, didn't it?
You did, and it kept me entertained, yeah. Little things like that.
It's the little things that get us through life.
Yeah, like you getting in a box the other week, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I do want to do, if anyone's seen this Facebook challenge, I think it's Facebook, a black bin bag and a Hoover, oh, I'm desperate to do that, do you?
I mean, we can give it a go. Like,
yeah, maybe Facebook Live it.
Yeah, it does look quite claustrophobic though, it
does.
It does. Like, I don't know how I feel about
it. I've seen you climb into small cupboards and...
Good at getting in small spaces.
You are very good at getting in small spaces.
Yeah, it's been quite a boring week, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We haven't seen each other. I've just been watching Britain's Got Talent all week, basically, and the two European finals, which were pretty dull.
Yeah, I think I watched the second half of last night on YouTube. It was, like you say, it weren't great, was it?
No, not a great watch. And woke up this morning, Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, I've just screenshotted on Twitter. I've seen a post as well. It was... Joshua's Facebook post, and was it Ruiz on the
podium?
From 22 on, like Facebook post, Joshua's just won the Olympics, and Ruiz just stood there in a baggy shirt. I mean, I'm a big guy, but he's a big lump. And the quote says, me after having a shit, ha ha, and it had 143 likes. It's like, wow. How would you go from beating Klitschko to... losing to, I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
We're into
boxing. We're like kind of fair weather boxing.
Yeah, like we know the big names, don't we? But I'll be honest, I've never heard of Ruiz before.
No, I've not heard of him. Well, done well. Last minute, really. Got pulled in because of Miller. Is it Miller?
Is it Miller?
The one that had the failed drug test.
Could be. And they're the ones you have to worry about because Joshua would have been preparing for Miller, as you say. Do you remember when we went to watch boxing?
Yeah, that was a good trip, wasn't it?
David Haye's comeback match on day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Against the Australian guy.
His name is Mark DeMori.
Good memory.
Thank you.
We went to the O2. It was a good night, wasn't it? We watched all the undercard. There was quite a bit going on. And then I think Haye's entrance lasted longer than the fight.
Yeah. The thing is, he finished him in about 2.5 minutes, but he
longed it out for another couple of minutes.
Yeah, he could have done it in about a minute, if that, but...
Yeah, so we paid 60 quid and a bit more to go to the O2. We had a good evening, and then
we had a Nando's, didn't we?
Yeah, we did have a Nando's, yeah. just for a change.
Speaking of exciting trips, I like the way that it kind of links to the next question.
Yeah, it's because you're kind of preparing, you're looking through. Yeah,
we try and make it seamless, so I think we've warmed up a little bit now. People might have switched off by now.
I think we've been pretty boring so far.
Yeah, it has been pretty boring, but on to the next one we go again. Neil Lost.
Back strongly.
Neil Lost asks, any more exciting trips to Audi?
You have been. You've been today, haven't you?
Yeah, I went today. I went last week on my own.
Yeah.
It's been pretty dull, to be fair. There's some right creatures in there today.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Of where we're living now, we can literally walk out in what we call DOS clothes, and you still feel a bit better than others, don't you?
Sheerness life.
Yeah.
Yeah. no, we've not been together since. We went to Homebase last week, which
did we mention about the doorbell last week?
Yeah, you mentioned about the doorbell, which...
We haven't quite rectified. I've ordered a new one with chimes off eBay.
Yeah, we actually bought the doorbell, but we didn't buy the chime thing.
No, so when my dad was around, I said, oh, can you put a doorbell out for us? He went to and asked, where's the rest of it? We thought we got a bargain, couple of quid.
No wonder it was a couple of quid, because it was literally...
just a doorbell.
Yeah, and that's it.
What else have we done? We bought a washing line, didn't we?
Yeah.
And some pegs. I got some pegs yesterday. And a wash basket. This is exciting.
That's our exciting life.
This is just exhilarating stuff. This is what people want to hear.
Keep subscribing.
You hoovered the stairs one day this week.
Yeah, I did.
When it found out of charge, didn't it?
Huh?
When the Hoover ran out of charge.
Why are we still talking about this? But seriously, this is fucking shit.
I thought this was possibly domestic hour.
Yeah, but this is fucking boring.
The whole thing's been fucking boring.
Week. That was meant to be like a fun question, and he made it crap, proper shit and serious. Like, we're going to need to step up our game. Right. Dave Gay asks on the Facebook group, have you all played football for Sunday league clubs in the local area, and do any of you play cricket? Let's talk about your sporting career, Buzz.
Well... back in the day.
Back in the day.
You know, we when we were at school, we used to go out for days playing football, didn't we? Then you guys took it a bit more seriously, like I started actually playing proper, and I become a fan because, let's face it, to put it politely, I'm not very fit. No.
I mean, you're looking quite fit at the moment in just a pair of black shorts.
I just got out of shower, and I do look pretty. You tell me I smell lovely as well.
You do smell lovely.
No, I don't play Sunday League. I never have. I've watched you for a few times. I've watched Matt a couple of times. My sporting prowess lies in darts. I'm not very good at that.
I wouldn't even call that a sport. Controversial, I know, for some of the people that I know listen.
I mean, sometimes you do like 100 steps back and forth on that hockey, you know. It's tiring.
I think it's more mental strain for you, isn't it? Rather than physical
it's
strain.
It's counting.
Yeah.
Like, when I look at Matt and go, I've got one on three. What's
two,
that?
Two, three. Three and a half, four.
that went down well, didn't it?
Yeah, that's probably Carly the highlight. That's the highlight of the last pod, I think. And the quiz, and not knowing that you can have four and a half when it comes to weight.
Didn't know we were doing it in those sort of terms, no? But you play Sunday League.
Yeah, I play Sunday League. Matt used to play Sunday League, but he's injured at the moment.
He's
had
to retire.
He has
actually accepted his time to give it up.
Yeah, so... Cricket, I don't think any of us know anything about.
I've been to one game and I didn't know what was going on, who was winning. I didn't know it had finished, to be honest.
But yeah, so Matt...
Matt's into his cricket.
Is he?
Yeah, he does like it.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's surprising me. Maybe you can go and talk sport about that as well.
Mr. Talk Sport.
But yeah, Boz don't play football. Matt manages an adult team. I coach two kids' teams and play myself, so that's most of my weekend.
Just to confirm, you said play himself, not play with himself.
Yeah, play.
Just because we need to get that out.
Yeah.
Not literally.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you've ruined it
it's
again.
It's taking a turn again, isn't it?
What is wrong with you? Right, we need a break from us talking crap.
It's only going to get worse.
Right, as I said, not a lot of Jules news. Not a lot of news on the transfer front, but... I've had a message from our Dutch correspondent.
Oh, yes. Yes, our IMNO, our ITK.
Yeah. So he hasn't got any transfer news, but he's got he's got a bit of a potted history of an old news story involving the Jills. So our Dutch correspondent, his wife, met Steve Evans' wife in Costco this week. Apparently she was buying a large jar of cashew nuts because Steve likes to nibble between meals. Shock horror. Mrs. Evans let slip that he's trying to bring back an extra for another spell at the club, and she reckons the fans are in for a beastly shock. Dutch's Uncle Alan, who's Welsh, has an allotment just outside Huddersfield, and the woman who has the next plot is Ifeanora's Auntie Violet. Apparently they had
Violet and Aura.
Where do you know his auntie probably don't have the same surname?
She might have.
Has your auntie got the same surname as you?
None of them have, no.
So you applied that logic?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Because your auntie marries a bloke and takes her name, so it wouldn't be the same name, would it?
Yeah, but you've just basically said Violet and Aura as if the auntie's name would...
She could also marry into the family. So prove me wrong.
I'm just questioning your logic, that was all.
Oh, well, you've got no proof, have you?
What do you mean? Everyone's just heard it. Anyway, back to the story. Fuck's sake. You're really interruptive today.
Interruptive?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Well, I've made it one.
Yeah.
Like you and your shitty surname story.
Oh, boring. So if you know her as Auntie Violet.
Yep. And I don't know who asked now because you've distracted me. They had a glass of parsnip wine together.
Ooh.
And Violet told Alan the truth about why Ify left the club. Turns out Ify and Aura was in a local amateur dramatics group and they were rehearsing for the Christmas play called Roll the Square, Arthur, and Mind What You Say. It was a cricketing farce with a thickening plot, and Scally's missus at the time wanted a part. Ify had seen her the year before in Panto and thought she was shit, so he put his foot down and said no. The rest is history.
Okay.
Is that what you've got to say about it?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, thanks, Dutch.
Keep the stories coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, anything you want to say before I'm going to throw some more questions at you?
No, I'm bored of you, to be honest.
Bloody hell. I regret that you got up and we're doing this. Got a tweet. We'll move on to the Twitter ones now. Which are basically all stupid ones, I think.
Which is why I've got some answers for some of these.
Which is more up our street.
You see where it gets good, guy? Turn it up.
Right. So, first one from Hawko.
Yeah.
Have you seen these, by the way?
I did have a quick scroll through, I've got an idea of some of them.
Who's hoping to come on sometime, so hopefully we'll get him on.
Yeah.
And our plan is, our future feature is for guests to bring something, but hopefully we'll reveal that in the future.
Okay.
Well, it should be good. It's just
is us. It like a show and tell, Dave? Because we're on a podcast, so that wouldn't work.
No, that's why I said about the Twitter account. You know?
Okay.
So then you can put a tweet out with what they bought.
And yeah, thanks for explaining Twitter to me.
Well, I'm just explaining life to you. It's struggling with that.
It's a struggle for
Let's just have a break from all these questions. You've got a real issue with stockpiling, haven't you? You just buy stuff in bulk, and I don't understand why.
Because it lasts. Frozen stuff lasts.
No, not frozen stuff. We had 9 toilet rolls already, and I walk in on Friday night, and you bought a pack of 32. I didn't even know you could buy 32 toilet rolls, right, but you've bought...
But when are we going to have to buy them again?
Oh, I don't know. That's a whole nother road.
Because, they were on offer. Bargain.
How much were they?
I think they were a tenner.
Where?
At work.
Oh, double discount week.
Double discount weekend, yeah.
Yeah, you haven't fucking stopped banging on about double discount week.
Well, you missed out on some bargains.
Not really, because Audi's are cheaper, so fuck yourself.
Audi's also full of strange creatures.
Yeah, and yeah, whatever. Anyway, Hawko...
Did you get your dog bowl, by the way?
Yeah.
When we were in there the other week, you were looking around and going, I don't want to stop buying stuff, I might even go and buy a dog bowl.
Dog bowl?
We don't own a dog, you just wanted to drink out of it.
No, I didn't buy a dog.
No, shame. And you've already been a slug this week. You can probably be a dog.
This week has gone downhill. This week.
It's been crap, hasn't it?
Right, Hawko, I think we need to have a drink before the next one, lighten up a bit. Right, Hawko has asked, what has been your weirdest date?
Right, well, see, when I was in the shower, I was thinking, I think I've got a top three.
Oh!
Yeah.
Go on then, in three.
So, obviously, we won't name names, because that's just not fair, is it?
Can you say if it's male or female?
Well, obviously, I feel like we have to clarify that now, because we're now 2 30-year-olds both living together.
You don't want to assume anything. You're 31, by the way.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Thanks. So, yeah, coming at number three.
Is that the end
three?
Of it?
I did have three. Right, so number three.
Three dates or three?
Yeah, three dates.
What?
I've got a top three.
Oh, right. But yeah. No, you said I've only got three. What, so you only had three to choose from?
No.
No, right, that's what I was
saying. No, because some of them are quite boring, but some of them are quite funny.
Yeah.
So, three and two are a little bit similar.
Right, go on then, go three.
So, our friend, who we've mentioned it before, his wife's Carly, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were a bit younger, a few years ago, long before Carly, he's texted me, he's been seeing this girl, but she's got a mate, can I go out? So, we go to Blue Water. You know where this is going, don't you?
Yeah.
We go to Blue Water, and it's like an in-betweeners moment. We stood up at the top of the escalators, looking down. He says, oh, there they are. And I'm looking and thinking, right, well, one's quite attractive, one's not. Right, so...
What about if they were looking up at you, thinking the same
thing? I bet they weren't. Well, no, this is the thing. I know they weren't, because the initial she changed her opinion by the end of it.
Oh, God.
So, we've met him. Obviously, I didn't get the attractive one, clearly, because he'd already... marked his territory.
Bag seeds the other
one. Dibs. I decided instantly that I'm just not interested. Barely said 2 words to this girl. Walk around Blue Water for a couple of hours. Go to Nando's. Usually when I go to Nando's with a girl, I'm a bit respectful. I my food comes out first, so I'll wait for them before I start eating. But I was that little interested, you know, I just started scoffing it, you know, as you do. Right. Honestly, in about 3-4 hours, I must have said 4 or 5 words to this girl.
One of them was sauce, please.
Yeah, like I have sauce. So then we said goodbye, we left it. On the way home, I'm saying to him, you've just lost some serious friend points. Like that was not good at all. He then gets a message from his date at the time saying that she thought I was an excellent listener and she'd love to see me again. Yeah, obviously that didn't happen again because I wasn't interested. So yeah.
So number, what are you doing, you fucking wrong'un? So you're fucking cool. So number two.
Number two is along a similar line. about 18 months ago, you know, as we've all done in the past on the old dating apps. I've been talking to this English teacher. It seemed to be going quite well. We arranged to meet up, went to the vineyard over City Mall. But we kind of ran out of things to talk about, where we'd been talking so much on the app. When I sat outside, it was summer evening, had a couple of drinks, I thought that might help the conversation. It didn't. So after an hour or two, I said to her, right, I got up and said, are we done then? And she went, yeah, it's getting cold, should we go inside? So we had to go and sit inside in silence for another hour while I tried to think of a way of getting out of it. So again, I didn't see her again.
That seems to be a common theme, yeah?
It does.
I can't wait to hear what number one is. Can we have a drum roll?
I think you've heard number one. So number one, met this girl through a friend's girlfriend, messaged on and off for a little bit. We finally met up. She joked with me about going out somewhere. We then got to this place. And what I will say was it was a dogging spot. I genuinely thought she's having a laugh. This isn't going to happen. She did want it to happen. So you've known me long enough. Do you think I'm the sort of person that goes dogging? What did I do?
I don't know. What did you do? I don't think I've ever heard this story, to be fair.
I'll tell you the name of the girl afterwards.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I bottled it. So we went dogging on the first date and I bottled it. And we did see each other a couple more times after that.
What, at the dogging spot?
No, not, no.
Was you in a different car?
Oh,
for God's sake. You're getting a rot reputation on this podcast for just chicken and meat and
shreddies.
And shreddies, yeah.
And not talking to girls, apparently.
So if any single girls are listening...
I'm a cheap date, just yeah. To be a chicken and a bowl of shreddies.
Just lock him in a cage and throw him some white meat, and that's all he needs. Poke him with a stick every now and then.
Two of it.
And then we've got plenty of toilet roll to clean him up if he makes a mess.
When I make a mess.
When you...
So that was mine. What about you? Have you got a top three? Just got one? Or
I'm not even answering the question, to be fair.
You're not?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Just moving on.
Fair enough. You feel like I've covered that.
Yeah, you've answered it for both of us.
Okay.
So we move on from it. Right. Ian Flower asked on Twitter, what is Steve Evans' go-to takeaway?
Didn't he give some suggestions?
Yeah, curry, pizza, kebab, battered Mars bar. Oh, I think this is one meal, actually. Curry, pizza, kebab, battered Mars bar with iron brew to keep him high.
That sounds like Steve's style.
Iron brew.
Christ, no. There's a kebab shop quite close to the ground, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
I bet that delivers.
I think he would be the type to go for a curry.
Yeah, can you imagine the next day? Ooh. Imagine his pan the next day.
Our toilet's bad enough, let alone Steve Evans after a curry.
Oh, that's not a nice thought, is it? I'd anything fried, really.
Yeah. You use deep fat fry?
I do. Because I'm lazy and I can't be asked to cook properly.
Yeah, or change the oil.
You're obsessed with this oil.
You told me when you before you put oil in, I said, how often do you change it? You said, when the oil is black. What colour's the oil now?
You'll believe me, you'll know when it needs changing.
Why? What, when the house goes up?
Yes.
Brilliant. HQ will be no more.
It will be changed when it needs to be changed. I don't know. Like meal of choice. I think anything fried. Like, I imagine he just like empties his bag out at the end of the day and whatever's in there, whether it be like his wallet, his phone, whatever, goes in the fryer, probably sticks in a sandwich. I don't know, what do you think?
What?
Steve Evans' choice of meal.
I literally just said a curry. Curry? Yeah. Or do you want me to change it?
It's quite boring, that.
Huh?
It's quite boring.
What do you want me to fucking answer, then?
Next question.
What's your problem today? We need to plan these better.
Yeah, this is not going to get many listens, this.
What you care about is the fame, don't you? It's gone to your head. Right. This is from Scoots Callahan. I think his name's James, though.
Okay.
That's who I think it is. I don't know. I think he's changed his name. You look confused.
Yeah, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Fuck's sake. Right, he asked, who would you rather defend against? 10 duck-sized Tom Eaves or 1 Tom Eaves-sized duck? And he said the duck is a National League goal-scoring fox in the box.
Described him as Connor Wilkinson, didn't
they? Yeah, 8-plus goals a season, basically Connor Wilkinson.
So 1... Tommy sized duck or 8 duck sized Tommy?
No, 10 duck sized Tommy. So
got
10.
Got 8 on the brain.
Huh?
Got 8 on the brain.
So you've got, you know how big Tommy's is?
A bit of a unit.
Yeah, so you've got 10
ducks that size.
Yeah.
It's confusing you now.
No, hang on.
it's all gone very, very wrong.
10 duck sized Tommy. So you've got 10 little Tommy's that are ducks.
Yeah.
Or 1 massive duck, basically.
I've got to ask, what kind of noise would these ducks make?
Well, they'd quack, wouldn't they?
No, I'm waiting for your impression, because you love an animal.
What do you mean? They'd just quack.
Do they?
Yeah.
How badly do you want to quack right now?
I don't think you can make a noise for a duck other than just literally just quack.
Go on, then.
Quack.
No. You're just hiding it from the people.
What? You can't make a noise like a duck. What does it... Quack, quack,
there you go, you done it.
That's literally just saying quack, though, isn't it?
Literally all I wanted.
What? Quack, quack.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You do that quite often. No. When you can't move your hands like that.
Hang on. Yeah.
What's the question? Yeah.
You've just done something coming at me with your hands and done a hand gesture that no one can see.
Yeah, face a radio, haven't I?
So what would you rather have then?
I think 1 Tommy-sized duck. Because... you could like double team it, you know. If you were defending, you'd have a centre back partner.
I'd go with 10 duck sized Tommies.
Would you?
Yeah, because they're small ducks.
Yeah, but 10 of them.
Yeah, but there's more, isn't there?
But there's 10 of them.
Yeah, I know there's 10 of them, but there's... I'd rather have 10 little things rather than one massive thing.
No, it was up a whole new can of worms. Yeah, I, personally, I'd just go for the one.
Oh, is that a...
Yeah.
Oh, we got a question just in.
Nathan Bolton. I think you already know mine. Who's your footy man crush? Well, mine's David Beckham.
Yeah, I think there was one very concerning comment that you made about...
Yes, I think I did, yeah, didn't I? Yeah.
Letting David Beckham do something to you.
Well, who's yours?
Huh?
Who's yours footy man crush?
Footy man crush. I don't know, actually. That's a good one. What about Jill's ones? I know that you used to like Craig Stone back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah, that's a bit weird, though. Yeah. I mean, Jill's ones for you, it's got to be Conor Eston, because you stalked him for a little while.
And you kept seeing him in Morrison's. I just kept bumping into him in Morrison's, and we stopped and had a chat, and that was it. Didn't stalk him, we just happened to be in the same place.
Constantly.
I think Tom Eves, actually.
Tom Eves is a beautiful bastard.
Yeah, I do want to run my fingers through his hair.
Yeah, I think you told him at the play.
Yeah, I can't remember. Probably.
Before he was playing the piano.
Before I was in the toilet.
I didn't even mention that. You did.
Well.
Yeah, I do think you did say to him about running your fingers through his hair.
Yeah, so...
He replied to you on Twitter as well, didn't he? Today or yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, he's out in Madrid at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah.
Big one.
Loves it, doesn't he?
Put a video on there from the crowd, which looks decent. Any other football crushes?
Beckham's the obvious one, isn't he? I
think still got it, hasn't he?
He has still got it. You see the picture from the other day?
What do you mean?
He done that Man United 99 treble
reunion. Yeah, I was on about his range of passing from that game. Fucking idiot.
He's still a sexy bastard.
For God's sake, what is wrong with you? I was on about his range of passing and his goal. And he's just on about his looks.
So yours is Tom Eves.
Mine's Tom Eves. I think outside of Jules, I don't know if I've got one, to be fair. It's one of them things where the questions literally just come in, isn't it? Like, you just got a notification on your phone. And
yeah,
that's that.
Okay.
Right, I think that's the last question, isn't it? I think we've covered all the other ones. I swear there was a comment somewhere about you eating sausages, chicken and shreddies as well, but I can't find that anymore, and I don't know who said it. Yeah, I think that was on...
The shreddies and it does ring a bell.
Rings a bell. I've looked back and I can't find it, so
no.
I've no idea. But again, it's just the association that you've got now. Imagine the next time we do a vlog and we're talking like as serious as we can, and everyone's just looking at us thinking,
"Them two are idiots."
Fucking weirdo that sits in the toilet whilst pissed and chicken boy.
One, two, three, six, 3.5.
Right, and the last one, which could result in quite a long answer from both of us.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a few. Spence, who got a mention last week.
We did room a bit last week, didn't we?
He's asked, what is your favourite moment of each other? Funniest thing you've seen each other do, basically. I think there's too many. We've known each other... since the age of 15, so there is literally
probably before then, because we were playing Sunday football, weren't we?
Yeah,
over Cheyne Field.
And you said top three or five, but there's just so many. So
just off the top of your head, have you got any that jump out? I know I have.
Go on, I'll let you. So I was thinking earlier, and I was chuckling at certain things. Yeah. Like,
did you want to start? Or?
Yeah, this could be one of them things where it starts off quite small and then gradually...
It might end up with, like, you throw one at me, I throw one at you.
Yeah, like we're just roasting each other, but not in the way that...
No, we're not that going on.
Yeah. You used to have a best mate called Gaz, didn't you?
Oh,
no, I'm not taking a dig, but you did. You used to have a best mate called Gaz.
Yes.
And he used to wind you up quite a bit, like play pranks on you.
Yes. I see where this is going.
And he sent you a letter with Jules.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
With Jules' headed paper.
Yeah. It's something with my season ticket, wasn't it?
Basically saying that you'd used too many vouchers on your season ticket and that there was a fraud going on with your season ticket account and that you had to go in on the match day with your passport and your ID.
Yes.
And so you stroll up there. I'm at the next... kiosk along trying to film it whilst ordering a ticket as well, and the realisation suddenly dawned on you as the bloke behind the counter was...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dumbfounded.
Bloke was like, no, we haven't sent anything. And you just fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Like, that stands out for me.
Yeah, I've forgotten that.
There's just so much, isn't there? Like, and it's not until like Spence asked the question that I thought about it, and I thought, oh, there was that. And I thought, oh, there's the time where he got jam on his face.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, so basically, we was having a FIFA night. And
you were probably getting angry because you know what you do.
Yeah, whatever. Having a FIFA night, and for some reason, I don't know how it came about, but you got slapped around the face with was it a sanitary towel?
Yes, it was.
With jam in it.
Yeah.
Smacked around the face with it.
Only the once.
So you clean yourself up.
Yeah.
And we say, oh, you got a bit of jam on you. Clean yourself up again. Oh, you still got a bit of jam on you. After the fourth or fifth time with a baby wipe, wiping himself down. No, Bodge, you still haven't got it. It's still on you.
Yeah.
How many times did you wipe your face?
I know, I was getting angry towards the end. I was thinking, I must have got it all by now.
That's the same like you got a cat chucked at you.
It was, yeah. Your old cat.
Right, go on. I'll give you a break. You can have some time to...
My favourite one was on holiday in Turkey. We were on a boat. we were on a boat. It's been a hot day. We'd all been drinking, and what I like about you is if someone dares you or to challenge you to do something, you're just going to go and do it, no matter how stupid it is. You're going to find a way.
I've only done it for 60 lira.
Exactly. So
which was about 12 quid.
Yes. So it came up. There was like sunbed cushions on the floor, weren't there?
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting dark by this point, and there was a couple on the floor. We were sat around the edge of the boat. There was a couple on the floor just laying there cuddling. I think, no, there was nothing going on. They were just having a cuddle.
Who?
Just some random couple.
Yeah, I don't think you clarified that. I think it meant like we was having it.
No.
No.
We then say to you, dare you, go and spoon that couple. After saying no for about 5 minutes, we then decide what have we all got in our pockets money-wise. We got a combined total of 60 lira. So you say, yeah, all right, I'll do it. You then lay on the floor. After planning it out, to be fair,
yeah,
you lay on the floor beside them, pretend you've fallen asleep in a matter of seconds. You then roll over, put your arm over this guy and his girlfriend, and just stay there for a few seconds. He then reacts, you pretend you've just woken up, and, oh yeah, I'm sorry. We then, you then get a bit nervous.
The worst part about that is I was lying there, and I thought, I've got to lay here for a bit, otherwise it's obvious that I'm taking the piss. So I just poked my head up a little bit, because all you lot were by the side sitting on a bench, and I just look up and you've all fucked off, and I thought, wankers, absolute wankers.
We saw you do it, but then you had to pretend that you were still asleep.
Yeah.
We then went downstairs. We get to the point where it's almost time to get off the boat. The guy clocks you, starts making a beeline for you while they're trying to put like wooden steps down into the sea for us to get out. You basically just jump off the boat, leg it across the beach, and then your ringer says that's where you're hiding. It's like something on a film where someone runs and you just see him in the distance disappearing.
He was massive though. He was like Paul Rayner. He was a big lump. He was massively punchy.
He was French, really. She was nice, wasn't she? But he was definitely punchy.
She was like a 9 and he was like a 2.
Yeah.
And he was taking photos of a lot of scenery.
Yeah, he wasn't really paying much attention to her, was he?
Idiot.
That's definitely my favourite. There's been more. What else?
There's plenty of stuff over the years, isn't there? Like, just generally...
Oh, right, so on that same holiday in Turkey, should we put it out there for a debate, see who was right and who was wrong?
Oh, my God. Right. This isn't even funny, because this is the most frustrating argument I've ever had. And it's to do with your logic yet again.
Right, well, let's just put it out there to people, let me
tell the story, because you always tell it wrong, and you always make it sound as if what you've done was perfectly normal.
It wasn't perfectly normal.
Yes. So... We'd be interested. I don't care whether you like this podcast or not. I genuinely want people's views.
Whose side they're on.
And this is why, if we had a Twitter account, we could put a poll up and then who's right, me or you.
We
might even do that just for the purpose of this. So, what happens? We had 3 sunbeds and there were four of us, roughly. You stroll down, don't you? 3 sunbeds are taken.
Yeah.
I'll say to you, I'm going up to the room soon because I need to ring home.
Yeah.
You can have mine for now. But when I get back after lunch and that, I want the sunbed back.
Yeah.
So I'll go off to lunch, have my lunch, ring home, speak to the kids and that.
Yeah.
Come back and you're sitting on the sunbed.
Yeah.
That's fine, not a problem. All sweet. That's the deal. So I say to you, right, I'm back now. Off you get. Off you pop. Fuck off.
Off you pop, sausage.
And you was like, no, it's my sunbed. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean it's your sunbed? Like, it's mine. I said, you can use it until I get back. So my view is, my towel's down. We made it clear that I was coming back and that I was going to have to sunbed. Your side of the story.
My side of the story is, yes, you said I could have it while you went upstairs and made a phone call.
Right.
What I will say is you had gone over an hour.
It doesn't matter. So you knew I was coming back.
My question to people is, what's an acceptable amount of time for the sunbed to have exchanged hands and has now become mine?
But you knew I was coming back.
Like, but you had gone ages.
Gone an hour. An hour's not a long period of time. It's not when you need to ring home and have lunch.
Right. So what?
So in the end,
if you've just got up and gone upstairs and I wasn't on it and someone else was on it, then you wouldn't have argued it with them.
What's the conclusion of this? I eventually badgered you until you moved.
It ended up with you saying I've got no fucking decorum.
That was it, yeah, you got no fucking no moral compass.
That was it.
We just ended up having this argument that was filmed, weren't it, by your best mate Gaz?
It was filmed. It went on for quite a while.
Yeah, and then in the end result was you finally got up because I badgered you so much.
Not going to have a nap.
And you couldn't be bothered to then drag another sunbed over, which was free by this point, and you ended up just going off to the room.
You could have gone and got a free one by that.
Yeah, but I didn't have to, that's the thing, because my sunbed was there.
You were gone ages.
It doesn't matter, that's the mistake you're making.
But if that was some random, you'd have just gone and dragged another sunbed.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't take some random person's sunbed if their tail's on it. And that's the point.
People do that.
No, they don't.
They do.
Yeah, people without no moral compass like yourself.
No fucking decorum.
So, yeah, if we can get your views on that, please. As
this, this debate's been going on now for a good 4 or 5 years.
When did we go?
2015? Yeah.
2014, 15, something like that. Yeah, so it's been going on literally about 3-4 years. So, if you can help us settle this once and for all. If people agree with one over the other, will you, and say they agree with me, which any like-minded person should really, because you're a knob.
But you've gone ages.
Will you give this up? If people agree with my view...
I won't mention it again if people agree with you, but if people agree with me, I'm going to reach you.
That sounds sordid. Right, any other funny stories about each other?
It's got to be something about us both that we've both done. quite a long time. What about stag days? We've been on a few of them now.
Yeah.
You took all my shots for me, to be fair, in Dortmund.
Yeah, you don't drink shots at all, so... I've had to do a few shots for you on your behalf, haven't I?
Yeah.
Throughout the years. I don't know why you don't like shots, to be fair.
It's not that I don't like them, it's that I've got a very sensitive gag reflex.
Oh, there's a joke about the certain things that I said I won't mention, so I can't make the joke. Tear me up.
I think it's just been implied.
Nothing was implied.
I think people know what the joke was.
No one knows what the joke
is. So yeah, I can't do shots. So when Tommy's bought me a shot, player of the year, though, I'll pass it to you, and you've done it again, to be fair.
Yeah, like a true friend.
Yeah.
Right.
There was that time you fell in the water. You were drunk, I will give you
it
that.
It wasn't so funny at the time, but I can laugh. I can laugh.
The messages I was getting was like, yeah, I've had an accident.
The irony is behind this story is I do a lot of stupid noises and I've got a lot of stupid sayings. And one of them is,
he's falling in the water.
So this has been a saying that I've been going on about
years now.
For ages, hasn't I?
Yeah.
And then the irony is, I actually fell in the water pissed.
But it was funny now, but it was quite dangerous.
It was quite dangerous at the time. Like, I'd ruined my phone and everything, didn't I? And
more importantly, you nearly drowned.
Yeah, I literally could have died that night.
It was ice as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I fell in icy water in the middle of Feb or whenever it was. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Nearly drowned.
Yeah. Still here to tell the tale.
Water.
fallen in the water. And then my eldest fell in the duck ponds.
Some might say he was pushed.
Yeah. So it's just the youngest to go now to fall into something. And we've all done it.
Like a family trait.
Yeah, family trait. Just chuck yourself in some water. Anything else you want to mention?
No, but I'm sure if given a week, I might have some more next week.
Yeah, we only got asked this question about an hour ago and you've been asleep.
I really want to know the answer to the debate.
Yeah, that'd be good to get the answer to the debate. So we appreciate all the questions and everything, because this is literally, oh my God, we've been going
Jesus.
On this long.
This is the longest one. We said this was going to be short.
Yeah, we thought this was going to be short. This has been the longest one. And we had nothing planned. So we literally, this has only gone ahead because of all the questions.
We apologise. It's probably been a bit shit this week.
Yeah. But, yeah, hopefully we'll be back to normal next week. As I said, we've got guests lined up and we've got topics and that. So hopefully it'll be a bit more planned. Hopefully we get a Twitter account up and running. So we could even tweet even some of the stuff we've been talking about, like the picture. Because I think there's one of me spooning the couple, isn't there?
We'll have to go back in.
We have to find them. But there's plenty of material we've got coming up. So feel free to retweet and follow and do all the usual stuff, really.
Thanks for doing it all for us this week. Because, as we said, we've done no prep. You guys did it all.
I thought you was just going to carry on and finish it.
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to...
No, it's your turn to sign off.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Are you done then, yeah?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed it. Probably not been as great as normal, but I hope there's been a few moments that you've taken out of it that make you laugh, and encourage you to listen next time.
Yeah. Again, apologies for last week off the wrong account, but it should always be off this account now.
Yeah.
Again, thanks for all your input. We appreciate it. And remember, he was gone ages. thanks again. Hopefully we'll be back next week with something new.
Check out the Jills and the Blood YouTube channel, because I'm sure there'll be a vlog following me and Matt attending the open mic night on Tuesday.
Yep.
And until next time.
Up the Jills.
Hi.